there, welcome to Keeping Up With The Shows. I'm your host, Christine Mathura, and in this episode we will be talking about a very hot topic currently, All American. All American is a show about a rising high school athlete. He attends a school called Sal Crenshaw High. One day he gets a life-changing decision to make, deciding either to take his talents to Beverly Hills or to stay at home. Basically, you get the whole point. Later on, you will figure out more. I would like to introduce you to our guest I'll be starring in this podcast today, Alisa Mathura.
Hello everyone, my name is Alisa Mathura, as you just heard. I would like to thank Christy for having me on this show today. This is a very interesting topic we're going to be talking about today. I heard this show had the number one spot on Netflix for 2 weeks straight. That's very impressive to me, not to mention the cliffhanger we were left on. But let us start things from the top.
Yes, throughout season 2, a bunch of crazy things went on. Some very sad things I couldn't keep my tears in.
Oh my god, yes. The one episode with Spencer and his dad was very sad. I still can't recover from that.
I don't think any of us can. I'm still left shocked by the way that ended.
There was so many shocking things that occurred in this season too. It's unbelievable.
For example, the shooting at Olivia's big night. That was a very life-changing moment for Spencer.
He really took a bullet for her. He must have really cared about her a lot to do something like that. Especially the things that happened after that shocked me even more. His injury, for one.
That injury was life-changing. Mostly to his football career, of course. Without his arm, he can't play the sport he loves. Knowing Spencer and the type of character he is, that he's always caring for others before himself and can do some things that might be stupid.
For example, when the doctor told him he can't play football until his arm recovers, of course, knowing Spencer, he would do anything to make sure he can get back to playing the sport that he loves the most. So he goes and starts lifting weight again and possibly anything else he could do.
That one episode where Spencer heard about the UCLA recruiter going to be at the game that he wasn't allowed to play in yet, since he wasn't recovered yet. Knowing Spencer, he would do anything to be able to impress the recruiter. He went overboard to get another shot with a recruiter. At the ending of the game, where he was catching the ball and fell to the ground.
The tension in that scene was unreal. Everyone staring at him to see if he was going to get up. And then he got up and the crowd goes wild. Quick question though, did that really mean that he was fully recovered and was able to use his arm as new again?
Not really. Not from what we found out on episode 16. With summer coming and all of them already making plans for vacation, Layla and Coop going on tour with her dad with patience. Also Asher spending the summer on his mom's yacht. He also asked Olivia if she would join them, but she said no. That leaves it to being only Spencer and Olivia.
The last scene where they decide to watch a movie since they got nothing better to do. When Spencer gets up and opens the fridge door, Spencer finally thinking that he's gonna make it big with impressing the UCLA recruiter, everything was fine. Not really, from what we saw in the last few seconds.
Those last few seconds, everyone was left shocked. He opened up the fridge, grabs the glass full of juice, and then everything all comes thundering down. The glass suddenly drops to the floor, and everyone saw that. Spencer's arm is not recovered, and how badly that will mess up his chances to getting with UCLA.
I'm pretty sure we all had the same reaction in the last scene. I can just imagine everyone watching and staring onto the screen like when we thought everything was going to be okay. It's amazing how one scene can just mess up a whole career just like that. He drops the glass and so goes his chances with UCLA.
I still can't get over that scene and how everything ended just like that. Well, we will know more when season 3 comes out. That's about to be so good. I can't wait for the day to come. In my opinion, All American has got to be the best show I've ever watched.
Hey, you can't forget Gossip Girl and Stranger Things. But I also heard about this new show that recently came out called Outer Banks. That show is amazing.
Don't be giving out spoilers for our next show. We will be reviewing. That's it for today, guys. I would like to thank all our viewers for watching our series. Most important, this episode. We will be coming back for a part 2 sooner or later. Depends on how long it takes season 3 to come out.
Thank you so much for having me on the show today. And thank you all for watching. Just before we go, Jordan Baker over Darnell Hayes any day.
You better take that back right now.